I do want to ask for an interest in your prayers this morning. It's going to be kind of hard to follow that beautiful song we just had. And I know that I do need your prayers. I know it seems like most time when I'm asked to preach, I have so many thoughts go through my mind, and I have trouble concentrating on them. I know it's just me that's the problem there. But it is my will to do what is right before our Heavenly Father, and to do that which is pleasing before Him. And I believe that's the desire of each of us, is to do those things that are pleasing before Him. And I think that we do need to be so careful in the day we live in today in doing this. And when Steve asked me the other night to preach, the first thought came into my mind was a song. And I tried to look at other things, but this song kept coming back to my mind, and it's number 259. And I'd just like to read that this morning. Let us pray for one another, for the day is fading fast, and the night is growing darker while the scourge goes flaming past. We can see it in the darkness closing round our narrow way, and the snares are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. And I do believe we need to pray for each other. I know that I have received many prayers from you, from my brothers and sisters. We've had many things that have happened to us since we've moved here. And I think it is through your prayers to the Lord that we have been helped and came through these things. And we've been blessed in them. And in another verse here it says, for the day is fading fast. And to me this seems like this. It seems like time is going by so fast anymore that it's hard to believe that half of this year is gone already. And I was thinking a little while back, it was in May that we moved here. I think it was 23 years ago. To me, that just doesn't seem possible. But I do believe we have been blessed in this move that we made. And another thought came to my mind, and I'll read the second verse. We are walking down time's vista. We are very near the end. Let us pray that God the Father may His guiding Spirit send. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. 'Tis the strength of his despairing. For each other, let us pray. And in that second verse here, we are walking down time's vista. We are very near the end. And the thought that came to my mind right away there was, seems like right now we hear so much about this Y2K and what might happen, the things that might happen, and we've seen some tapes on that, but the first thought that came into my mind, and I know we need to be praying for this, preparing for this, but the first thing that come into my mind is that I need to be praying for a spiritual preparedness as much or more than a temporal preparedness, spiritual preparedness, that I need to be praying for a spiritual discernment and a spiritual understanding of the things that are happening around us and a spiritual understanding of what I need to be doing. And we need to let the Spirit lead us in this. I'd like to turn to John, the scripture we all know, in the 14th chapter. Starting with the 15th verse. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you ever, forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I shall not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has that my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love and I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And I believe we do need the Spirit that he has given to us, and let it lead us and direct us, and it will if we will let him lead us and direct us. I'd like to turn over also to Romans in the 8th chapter. I'll read just a couple of verses here. And our brother Bob, we had a little, went on a camping trip last week, and our brother Bob brought this out. I thought it was good, and I'd like to read it this morning. In the 8th chapter, I think I'll read 3 verses here. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth that what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And again, I believe we need to let his Spirit work into us. We need to rely on his Spirit. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. And I don't think we have to really say much there. I think we just have to look at the things as they happen, and they seem to just be different every year. They seem to be worse, more things happening, things that we wouldn't have thought about a few years ago. "'Tis the strength of his despairing for each other. Let us pray." And I thought I'd just look up the meaning of despairing. And the dictionary tells us it's hopelessness, or that which causes hopelessness. And I think this is the despairing that Satan has. He doesn't have any hope. He knows the time that he lives in. He knows what time he has left. I'd like to go to the Book of Mormon and read just a short scripture. And this tells us where our hope is. I turn to page 767. And I think I'll read 2 verses here. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise. And I believe that is where our hope lies. It is with the Lord and with his love. Pray in faith and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. And I believe that we could go to Matthew, and it tells us there that we are to love God, with all of our heart, our might, and our soul. And I believe that is our desire, and I believe that we do. For our prayers are much availing if we walk upright in jest. And when I read this verse, the scripture again that we all know came to my mind, that has been read quite often. This is in James, in the 5th chapter. I think I'll start with the 13th verse. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So again, I think we need to be doing that, which is right before our Heavenly Father, doing those things that are pleasing before him. And that we may be unwavering for each other, let us pray. It is waning on toward midnight. Soon we'll hear the watchman say, see, the Son of God is coming. Go and meet him on the way. That our lamps may then be burning, bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share his glory. For each other, let us pray. And I thought I might read just one scripture on this last verse here, that we may share his glory. And this, it's on page 215. And I'd like to read just a couple verses here. And I think this has gave me great comfort in the last few years. Starting with verse 88. Moreover, I would desire that you should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken it. And again, I believe that is our desire, is to be with our Heavenly Father one day. And I believe to do this, we do need to continue to pray for each other. For I know, like I know I've said, I need your prayers. There's no doubt there. But we need to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before him too. And I believe we need to be, I'd like to turn over to page 163. And read a few verses. I think I'll start with the 27th verse. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of love and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now, my beloved brethren, behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of heaven. And now, behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and the only true doctrine of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. I'd like to just go back and read a couple verses here that we must press forward. And I believe we do with a steadfastness in Christ and having this bright, perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and all men. And we need to feast upon His words and upon the scriptures that He has given to us, that have been given to us for our help here. I'd like to turn over to another scripture that I know used quite often. This is in 1 Thessalonians. And read a few verses here, starting with the first verse. But of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need, I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And I believe we do know the day and the time that we live in. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of light, and the children of the day. Ye are not of the night, nor of darkness. And here it says we are the children of light. And the Book of Mormon, if we go to that, tells us that this light is Jesus. This light is the Lord. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. And to me, that should be comforting to us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. So again, I believe that is our desire, the desire of each of us. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And again, I believe this verse kind of goes with the song, pray for one another. We need to believe, comfort one another, help one another, and edify one another. I think I'll go down to 17th verse. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. And again, I believe we need to let the Lord's Spirit work in us. Let Him have place in us. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast with that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. And again, I do believe we need each other's prayers. I'd like to turn over into Ephesians. Read just a few verses, starting in the 4th chapter, 26th verse. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands a thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And I believe we do need to walk in this love. It needs to be part of our lives. It's love for our Heavenly Father and our love for each other, our brothers and sisters. I'd like to turn over also into 1 Peter. In the first chapter, this is 2 Peter in the first chapter. And I think I'll start with the third verse here. And again, I think these scriptures have been given to us for our help, to draw us closer to Him. And I believe we have the responsibility to be studying them and to be growing in this gospel. According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall not be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And my prayer this morning would be that we would have these in our lives, that we would have this charity in our lives, this pure love of Christ. I believe as time goes by, we're going to need this to make it through this time, to help us through this time. I'd like to turn back into Thessalonians, the second Thessalonians. And read just a couple verses in the third chapter. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into patient waiting for Christ. And I believe that is our desire, that the Lord will direct us in this love of God, into this patient waiting for Christ. And I pray this morning I may have brought us something new, bring some things back to our mind. And I'd like to close by reading a few more scriptures in the Book of Mormon. And I pray that these will be of comfort and a help to us, again, in this time that we live in. I'd like to start on page 220. This is the second book of Mosiah, in 13th verse. We need to believe in God, believe that He is, and that He created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that He has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that ye must repent of your sins and forsake them. And humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that He would forgive you. And now if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And if we believe that which the Lord has given to us in the Scriptures and latter-day revelations, if we believe them, we need to be doing them. And one last scripture, and this is on page 674 in the Book of Mormon. And I think I'll start with 34th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church, for the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. And this is the Lord speaking here. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. I'd like to continue into the next chapter, and he's speaking unto his disciples. Write the things which ye have seen and heard, save it be those which are forbidden. Write the words of this people, which shall be even as has been written of them, of that which has been. For behold, out of the books which have been written, and which shall be written, shall this people be judged, for by them shall their works be known unto men. And behold, all things are written by the Father, therefore out of the books which shall be written shall the world be judged. And know ye that ye shall be judges of this people according to the judgment which I shall give unto you, which shall be just. Therefore, what manner of men, and I believe this he can be speaking unto us, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily, verily, I say unto you, even as I am, and now I go unto the Father. So in this last verse it tells us that we are to be like Christ. We need to get, I know I need to get my life in order to do this. If I'm going to be Christ-like, I know when I look at myself, I know my shortcomings. And it says here, what manner of men should we be? And it says, even as I am. And again, this is the Lord speaking. I'd like to go back and read just one last verse that goes along with this, that I probably read a lot, but it never hit me the way it did until Brother Steve brought it out in one of his sermons. Behold, I have given unto you my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And as Christ came into the world to do the will of the Father, I believe that should be our will, is to do the Lord's will. Thank you.